From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. A University of Missouri medical school program that pairs first-year medical students with elderly adults in the community aims to reverse stereotypes about age and build empathy among trainee medical professionals. Nearly 80 elderly adults and more than 70 students are participating in the Senior Teacher Educator Partnership this year, according to the Columbia Missourian. Seniors must be over 65 years old and commit to monthly meetups at the medical school. Participants can also attend lectures on different subjects. The meetings allow seniors to ask medical questions in a less formal environment than a doctor's visit. Michael Hosokawa, Senior Associate Dean for Education at the School of Medicine, said seniors have different behavioral social outlooks and process medication differently, which isn't often taught formally in classes. It's part of the learning experience in the program, he said. The program's future remains uncertain due to budget cuts and changes in funding. Hosokawa said he's waiting on the state legislature to determine the financial hit next year. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt says it is premature to call for the resignation of Governor Eric Greitens. Blunt said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that the criminal and legislative process should be allowed to continue and to determine if Greitens stays in office. Greitens has been charged with invasion of privacy in connection with an affair he had in 2015 before he was elected governor. Greitens has denied criminal wrongdoing. He is accused of taking a photo of a woman in a compromising position without her consent and threatening to release the photo if she revealed their affair. Companies that produce plant-based meat substitutes or lab-grown products would be required to clearly note that their products do not contain meat under a bill approved by the Missouri House. The bill was approved 107-38 by the House on Thursday and now goes to the Senate for consideration. If it is approved, Missouri would be the first state in the country to address the issue. The proposal seeks to ensure that customers don't, for example, mistake a plant-based product such as meat-like tenders for real chicken. It is supported by the state's pork producers like the Missouri Farm Bureau and the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. Others like the Good Food Institute, which promotes plant-based alternatives to meat, think the bill is unnecessary because of existing laws preventing the misrepresentation of meat-like product. A representative from the company said creating a Missouri-specific prohibition would create an untenable situation where products sold in Missouri must be labeled differently from products sold in all 49 other states. A woman who had an extramarital affair with Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is asking the state Supreme Court to allow her to avoid turning over her cell phone for a forensic investigation. The Kansas City Star reports that the woman filed a request on Friday to overturn a lower court's order requiring her to turn over her phone to a court-appointed expert. The order came in a criminal case in which Greitens is accused of taking a photo of the woman in a compromising position without her consent. The Republican governor is charged with one count of invasion of privacy. The charge stems from a sexual encounter they had at Greitens' home in 2015 before he was elected governor. He has denied criminal wrongdoing. The woman's attorney contends the order is burdensome and invades her privacy. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.